What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. I'm your host, Sarge. At ease, delinquents. At ease. Bing, 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 bing. Breaking news. Ding, 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 ding. Whatever that sound is, you know, from like the 1940s. News flash. Today. So it seems that Nikki Haley's going to be dropping out of the presidential race about 5 months too late. Wow, that took forever. What a waste of time. What an absolute slap in the face to the GOP and people that were trying to get her to where she wanted to be, even though there was no fucking chance. What delusional morons are going to vote for Nikki Haley? You know why we're voting for Trump? Because this dude has been prosecuted. Like the fucking Salem witch trials. It was bad. It's bad. Like, he's guilty no matter what. We're going to put him in a river. Okay? And he's going to tread water. And if he dies, then he's guilty. And if he floats, then he's guilty. He's a witch. Yeah, we're voting for him because we don't like what's happening. We don't like what society has done to him. And when I say society, I mean the Democratic Party. So yeah, we're voting for Trump. And the outlook last night was insane. And when I say it's insane, Biden was also in these primaries, right? And Biden got like, you know, he won. He was up against like nobody, even though I'm pretty sure Robert F. Kennedy, right? And that other, there's some other guy with a, he looks like Bob the Builder, like in having a midlife crisis, that guy. Can we build it? No, we can't, because you're up against the fucking Democratic machine. Anyway, so Biden's getting numbers, right? He's getting like 95,000, 200,000. Trump is beating his numbers in Democratic states. Now, lots of people might not have come out to vote because they're like, oh, there's no point. Biden's going to be the nominee anyway. But he was running against nobody, really. And there was still thousands upon thousands of votes for uncontested, not confirmed, I don't know. So, Joe won, right? So, let's say California, right? Joe Biden got, I don't remember exactly off the top of my head. Let's say 400,000 votes. Running against nobody. Trump got like 800,000 votes. Or 600,000 votes. And Nikki Haley got 200,000. It was like that throughout all of the primaries. The only one that Nikki Haley won was Vermont, and that's an open primary, so I guarantee you fucking Democrats are like, let's vote for Nikki Haley. Let's show Trump that we're not going to take it anymore. Meh. And then they're in Vermont, like, yeah, Haley won Vermont, and today Haley's going to be dropping out of the race because there's no point. Trump has like, I don't know, 900-something delegates, and Nikki Haley has like 70. There's no chance in hell. She's not... There's no chance in hell. It's over. It's over. This is over. So, Trump was beating Biden numbers, and Biden was running against nobody. And not only was Trump beating Biden numbers, but Nikki Haley was still pulling in tens of hundreds of thousands. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. This is going to be a landslide, folks. That's the poll you need to see. If there are polls, that's the poll you need to see. Because most polls that you see on, like, CNN, ABC, CBS, the news, Fox, whatever, that's like a sample size of, like, less than 1,000 people. Okay? Super Tuesday last night, hundreds of thousands of people voted. Hundreds of thousands. Whether it was closed primary, semi-closed primary, or an open primary. Okay? And in Democratic states, Trump beat Biden numbers, not even counting Nikki Haley's hundreds of thousands of votes that she got. Even Nikki Haley, I think in a state or two, beat Biden numbers. There's no chance in hell for Biden. There's no way. I did see something shady last night. A little shady. I'll have to look more into it. Adam Schiff, the shifty shifter. The guy who's like, Trump's the evil man. He's running for Senate in California. He was losing pretty significantly. And then at the end of the night, he pulled ahead. That's weird. Deja vu all over again. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen this before.
I don't know why they need Adam Schiff in California Senate, but it is what it is. Now, is Trump going to win California? Probably not. It would be great if he did. Because the Democrats are playing with a freaking, what is it? A missing deck? A lost deck? A loose deck? Playing with a deck missing a card? You know what I mean. Unfinished deck? They're playing. They're not playing with a full deck. Woo! Got it! I got there, delinquents. I figured it out. Oh, my God. They're not playing with a full deck. Oh, man. Because Joe is not there. They are screwed. Democrats shouldn't be winning anything. Anything. Nothing. Kristen Sinema says she's not going to run again. I don't know what that means. Joe Manchin, he's not running again. I don't know what that means. Like, I saw a picture, like a side-by-side this morning. For a brief second, it was like Trump was on the left, and it was just like a picture, and they were telling stories or whatever, like news stories, and it was Trump was on the left, and on the right was like Elon Musk, and they were talking about something. And for a brief moment, just a quick moment, I was like, is that his VP pick? Oh, man. Could you fucking imagine? Could you imagine if that was his VP pick? Oh, man. I'd be like, it's over. This is done. This is done. There's nothing to see here, folks. Just throw in your towel, Joe. Just throw in your towel. He doesn't even know what a towel is, really, probably. He air dries, I'm sure. Like in front of a fan. Jill, look at me. Jill, look at me. Look at me. I'm Batman. Oh, it was a great turnout for Trump last night. He knew it, too. He always talks like, you know, we talk to our dogs. She's a nice lady. Everything's nice. She's a good voice. Everybody's good. I love you all so much. You're the best. Like quick little short, you know, emotional sentences. Which is cute. Adorable. But now we just gotta get him past all these dumb fuck indictments and vote in November. And we're good to go. We are good to go. Man. That gave me hope for the nation. Because right now, our nation's in turmoil. Everything fucking sucks. California. California is offering people interest-free homes. Like mortgage-free for like 6 months or something. Just to live in California. How about no? How about no fucking chance in hell? No! It's not. I don't want to live there. Okay? I make a lot of money. No offense. I'm not bragging or anything. I make great money. Okay? And I live in Illinois. And it's a fucking battle. It's a battle. Like, I did it to myself a little bit because I'm paying for a mortgage and I'm renting a place with, you know, the girlfriend and the son. But still, with three solid incomes in this rental, it's still annoying. It's still annoying. But, you know, Biden won't tell you that. The economy's booming. No, it's not. Ask any Joe Schmo off the street. Don't ask a fucking Kardashian, okay? Don't ask somebody that's driving a Lamborghini, all right? Oh, I'm fine. Everything's fine. Everything's, you know, I'm comfortable. No, you're not. That's why everyone's leaving the Democratic Party. When things go to shit, it's because Democrats. I said this yesterday. They are the reason the world sucks. Our world, the American way of life, is in danger. Because Democrats, that's why. Oh, man. I was using my boar brush this morning. And I was like, am I going bald? And then I realized I am not going bald. So that's a good thing. But, if I was, I would just accept it. You just gotta accept it. Don't fucking fight it, gents. Don't fight it. Don't fucking get a toupee. Don't get fucking plugs. Don't join the hair club for men. Just accept it. Wear hats, okay? Wear hats. Oh my God. Ladies, you don't have to fucking put makeup on all the time. All right? You want a man to look at you and love you just as much as your dad when he sees you without makeup. Your dad thinks you're beautiful, right? You need a man that thinks you are beautiful without makeup. You don't have to do all that fancy shit. You're putting on makeup before you make breakfast. What are you doing? You're not doing that for you. You're not doing that for you, okay? You're doing that because how other people perceive you. Fuck how other people perceive you. How do you perceive yourself? How do you perceive yourself? We give too many shits on how other people perceive us. What are they going to do? Insult us? Say you look funny? Say, why do you're doing too much? Mind your own fucking business. How about that? Let's play a game called Shut the Fuck Up. Okay? My God. America's becoming more violent. The crime is ridiculous. All right? But there's a lot of normal people, completely normal, everyday people that wouldn't want to get in a fight, that don't want to get in a fight, but they know how to fight, they've been in fights, and they're on the cusp of just breaking motherfuckers' legs. There's not enough cops. So what does that mean? The people are going to start doing shit. Say when. Again, say when. The revolution's right around the corner. If Trump wins, revolution. If Biden wins, revolution. Okay? Biden can't fairly win. There is no chance in hell that Biden wins in 2024. Legally. There's no way. Based on everything we've seen within the past year, everything he's done to us, how the world has reacted to him, he's made us weak. We are the alpha dog. We are the biggest dog in the fucking world, and Biden is the cancer that is, like, building up internally within the alpha dog. We are the biggest dog in the yard. End of story. Bigger than China, bigger than Russia, all those countries could fucking join up together and we would still beat their ass. But we have cancer. This big dog has cancer, and that's the Biden administration. It's not even close. It's not even close. Because of Biden, the world economy is shit. People are struggling. You guys try to be woke progressives and you want to bring in refugees without vetting them, and now these refugees are raping and killing our people in Western culture. They don't want to assimilate to Western culture. They don't want to melt into it. They want to destroy it. They want Sharia law in fucking London and Ireland. Ireland's being overran by fucking Palestinian flags while the EU is talking about how there needs to be a ceasefire in Israel. These politicians are not speaking for the people. The people of the world believe Israel's doing the right thing. And they are. And they are. You fight terrorism. Okay? You destroy it. There shouldn't... Collateral damage is horrible. But it's going to happen. That's how war works. It's not an occupation. They've been there for thousands of years. There were Jews before the first Quran was even written. The ignorance needs to stop. The shouting for Marxism and socialism when you've never experienced it needs to stop. You don't like authority figures. That's what it is. You don't like authority figures. You don't like being told what to do. Like, I don't know, getting a job and providing for yourself? Paying your taxes? What do you think is going to happen to your taxes if we're socialist or communist or, you know, Marxist? You think we pay a lot now? We're fucked. We're screwed. You don't get shit. You're not going to get shit back. There's going to be a line. If you make more than that, they're going to take all of it that brings you down to that line. If you don't reach that line, you're going to be given stuff so you can reach that line. Everybody's going to be on the same playing field, which is bullshit. Because you're not me. I deserve what I get because I've earned it. You don't deserve what you get because I earned it. That doesn't make sense. I understand welfare, like getting a leg up and getting back on your feet, but people live for years on this shit. Why are you entitled to more of my money and I'm entitled to less of it when I'm busting my ass and you aren't doing shit? Yeah, Marxism is going to be way worse than that. Socialism, way worse. Way worse. You're going to see everybody bounce. Walmart, Target, any chain that you like, you know, the free samples at Costco, you can forget about those. If that's not a selling point, then I don't know. I don't know. It's time to fight back, people. This is the most important election of our freaking history, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Because everybody wants to talk about, like, blood and crime and stopping genocides overseas. What do you think's going to happen here? We're on the verge of another civil war. It's going to be the progressive crazy motherfuckers against the people with common sense. That's what it's going to be. That's the name of the civil war. It's called the Common Sense Civil War. Either you have it or you don't. You think you're entitled to more things than you are? Well, we're going to punch you in the fucking mouth. We're not going to have a debate. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to try to, like, you know, make you see the other side of things. We're just going to punch you dead in the mouth. You could still want what you want, but you're not going to get it. Why? Because we're stronger than you, we're better than you, and we're more equipped than you are. All this talking needs to cease. All this wokeism needs to stop. Cancel culture needs to stop. If you want to cancel culture, you're getting punched in the mouth. If you're going to be woke, you're getting punched in the mouth. If you want to be part of diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, you're getting punched in the mouth. If you want to teach critical race theory, you're getting punched in the fucking mouth. If you want to trans the kids, you're getting punched in the mouth. If you want to call pedophiles minorly attractive persons, you're getting punched in the mouth. Do you understand? Because we've had it. All right. All right, delinquents. I'll see you guys next time. Love you. Bye.